read a few and go from there. We want to follow the lead of the Lord tonight and what He'd have for us to say, and do what God would have us to do, that we might say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord one more time this side of eternity. We'll start out with the first verse. And this writing here is basically, it's toward us as God's children. And it's a little instructive when it starts out, but then it gets to a point to where it's trying to let us know how that we can have peace in this life. If you've found peace with God, but God is wanting you to see how that you can enjoy this peace that you have found with Him while you're walking through this life, or while you're going through this life. So it starts out, therefore, my brethren. So you notice it's talking to brethren, which is those that are saved. He says, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for. And notice how he puts these adjectives in here and how he describes them. Dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown. Now he tells them, so stand fast in the Lord. My dearly beloved, I beseech, and he is begging here, and these names are hard for me to pronounce, but I'll try to do my very best. Euodius and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in the Lord. And I entreat thee also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the gospel with Clement, also, and with other my fellow laborers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. And by the way, that word moderation means self-control. Let your self-control or moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now I want you to know, I'm not going to read on over here to this, but one of the things that I believe, and I believe the writer here was Paul, the Apostle Paul, and he was writing to the church at Philippi there. And one of the things he told them there in the 13th verse, he said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I want you to know what God is saying, not to you as only as His children, but also to me tonight, one that's standing up here trying to preach your word. God is letting me know that no matter what task you might have to endure, or what task you might have to try to deal with, or what thing you might try to do for me, I'm always going to be able to help you. I'll always be there and help you. You won't be going it alone. You're always going to have me to strengthen you and help you. And he's not just talking to me, but he's talking to you. He's talking to you as his children, that you are going to be able to accomplish what you would set out to accomplish if you'll just put your full trust in the Lord and let him be your guide. Let him be your help in a time of need. Him be your help when it seems like there's no help there. Then you can put your full trust in him, and he'll help you to go, as we say down here in this life, that extra mile. That time when you just think you can't go on any further, God will help you to go just a little further. Now I want to turn over here to, I believe it is, in the Corinthian letter. And I want us to see, because now what I'm going to talk about, or I shouldn't say talk about, because I don't want to talk to you. I want to preach to you. And I know some of us preachers get in the habit of saying talking. I don't want to talk to you tonight. I don't want to preach to you. That's the intention of my heart tonight. For what little time we might have to try to preach to you about something that all of us have. If you've been saved, you found this. And this is what salvation is wrapped up in. And I want to just go over in my thoughts, if I might, in the fifth chapter where we was at this morning, in the very first verse. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Now, God is letting you know that if you have been justified by faith, if you have come to God through it by faith and repentance from a broken and a contrite spirit, and you have found a salvation in Him, then you have this peace that He's talking about. Because I'm going to tell you right now, all of us as God's children, we've got a lot to be thankful for if we have nothing else in this life. If you don't have a penny to your name, if you don't have anything to depend upon, if you've got peace with God, you've got it all. And that peace that God is talking about is a peace of not having to go, as we talked about this morning, to that place called hell, or that place of torment. It's also saying that you're not going to have to deal with or have anything or going to have any part in the wrath of God that's coming down upon this old world one day after a while. And it is. I can assure you, the wrath of God's coming down upon this old world one day after a while. And God is going to take vengeance upon all of them that have failed to get right with Him. In other words, those that have failed to seek Him for this peace that we're talking about tonight. And so, when we think about salvation, and you know, I hear people testifying, and that's good, and they have some pretty testimonies. And they tell you a lot of things about what happened to them, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. But I can tell you just exactly what I told you a while ago. Salvation is nothing more than just peace with God. That's the way it was with me when I got saved that night as an 8-year-old boy. I first found that trouble in my heart, and then when I sought the Lord, and my heart was reaching out unto Him for some relief in that, God, give me that peace that passeth all understanding that we read about a while ago. And that's exactly what that peace is right over there. You remember me reading that? He said, in the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. It's hard to explain. It's hard for people to understand about that. And you talk to people nowadays and you tell them about this peace that you have with God through Christ, and a lot of them will look at you crazy. What are you talking about? But I'm telling you people tonight, we have something to rejoice in. He told them to rejoice, and He said, then continue on and rejoice. And then He said, stand. And what we as God's people, we have got to stand. If we stand alone, if we stand with just a few, we're going to have to stand. No matter what, we can't go. And according to what other people that are out here, we're not going to have to answer for them anyway. None of us are. When you stand before God, you're going to have to give an account only for what you do in the body, whether it be good or whether it be bad. And that's according to the flesh. And that's what God is saying. So we all are going to have to stand in judgment before God, not for somebody else to give an account for their doings, but only for our own. That's why God is teaching us as His children from time to time and bringing back to our remembrance. Stand for me, and I will open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that you may not even be able to get a hold of or to enjoy. And I don't know exactly how that goes. That's left me, but it's something that God is trying to say, that I will pour out a blessing upon you that you might not even be able to receive. But we can, if we'll just think about how God is. When we ourselves do the little things that we do, God is going to bless you far greater than what you do, because there's no way we as God's children can outgive Him. There is no way. So I was turning over here a while ago, and I want to look at this passage of Scripture here, that we might see what God is trying to say to us. As far as, you know, I said that a while ago, that peace is something that passeth all understanding. In other words, like sometimes you just can't understand. You can't get a good grasp or grip, a hold of what God is doing for you. You know something is good is happening. You feel something good, but sometimes it's just hard to explain, isn't it? But it's something that you can feel and you know is real in your heart. But he said here in the 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, in the 9th verse, he said, But it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered in to the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. He's talking to us again. He's talking to us as his children. He is explaining to us that your natural eye, naturally you can't imagine it with your natural eye what God has got in store for you, nor can you imagine in your heart, nor have you been able to hear with your natural ear and really come to a grip about what God has got in store for us. I tried preaching on this subject one time on the radio, and you know, a lot of times people will take that passage of Scripture, and I know they refer toward heaven, and I know that we can't imagine what God's got in store for us in heaven. But I want you to understand that God's got things in store for us here upon this earth as His children. He's got blessings for us here if we'll just try to trust in Him more and try to walk in a way that He'd have us to be obedient unto the Father and follow after Him. And then we can say, just like the psalmist did, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters, and He restoreth my soul. And all of those things, and he said, and he will, and the, he said, and he will, let's see if I, he will prepare a table in the presence of thine enemies. I'm telling you right now, God is trying to teach us in that passage of Scripture there that no matter what you might face, even with your enemies, God is going to prepare that way for you no matter what you're going to be able to face. And you don't have to face them enemies alone. You might say, well, what does he mean when he said, I'm going to prepare a table in the presence of thine enemies? I don't know exactly what that means about, as far as most time when I think about a table, I think about food, but I don't really think that's what he's talking about. I think he's really talking about he's going to prepare that way for you, and he's going to be with you with what you might face with your enemies. And believe me, you're going to face them. And we have, if you've gone very far as a saved individual, I'm sure you've faced a lot of enemies in your time. We got to remember about our enemies. The Bible says we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but we wrestle with the principalities and the powers of the air. That's talking about Satan. And he is definitely our enemy. He is one that we need God to be able to deal with him. And how can we do that? Well, by putting on the whole armor of God. But he also said, by what we talked to you a while ago about, or preached to you a while ago about, or told you about, in prayer. Praying always. Praying always. That doesn't mean to always walk around praying and praying and praying and never stop praying. But what he's saying is that we need to have a good prayer life in our life, a good prayer life in our daytime, and it needs to be on a daily basis, I believe. It's not something that we should let go by for a while. I know what happens to me, just like I thought about what was going to happen after those 3 weeks. You know, you know what happens to us a lot of times. I'll tell you what happens to me. I can't tell you what happens to you. We'll sit back. We'll get wrapped up in our things that we got to do every day in our daily life. And we'll forget. We'll forget God. You say, oh, do you mean, preacher, you forget God? Well, yeah. There's time when I sit down idly by thinking about all the things I got to do. And sometimes I sit down and woe with me, I'm tired. And I forget about what I need to turn to. And the next thing you know, I'll be sitting there and I'll be thinking about it. And just like the Bible teaches us, if we'll turn to God, if we'll become obedient unto Him, if we will just turn our thoughts and our hearts and minds over to Him and put our full trust in Him, then He'll lift you up. And He'll get you back on that right path again that you need to be on in serving Him. And as the brother said over here a while ago, he found that out. And it's true. This right here is not just a book that we need to lay on the shelf at home, on the coffee table at home, and leave it laying there, never picking it up. It's not a book that we ought to just lay down there with and put our remote controls on there to the TV and never pick up the Bible, but pick up the remote control. And I'm just telling you the truth now. I'm telling you the truth because it's not long. One time you're going to be wishing you'd been reading in this, because there is something in here to help you if you'll just open it up and read it. God will help you. He'll help you turn to Scripture. Sometimes all you got to do is open up the Bible and it's right there. Sometimes you have to search. But God has always got something right there to help you if you'll read it. I love to read in the book of Psalms. And I don't know what it is, but I just love to read in it. It's songs and prayers of the psalmist David and others in there back in that time that they were praising the Lord, and how they talked about trusting in the Lord, how they talked about depending upon God, how they have been helped by God to overcome their enemies that come down against them. It's in the book of Psalms. And so they were praising Him in that. And so we're talking about peace. How can we have peace in our everyday walk of life when out here that people are running to and fro? All you got to do is turn on your TV. It's not a lot on there nowadays, not even the news. And sometimes not even the weather's good enough to watch anymore. It just seems like there's nothing but heartache and trouble in it all. They were talking the other day, I turned it on, and they were talking about this. I know you've heard about road rage. Can you imagine shooting somebody and killing them over something that they might have done wrong that they didn't like while they was driving down the road? That's the only way I know to put it. Okay, well, let's back up a little bit. Now, I didn't live back in this time, but I've heard about it. So it must have been something that must have happened, or somebody just telling a bunch of stories. One, so I will tell you this: they said back in the Western days that they would some men would shoot somebody just for snoring. They didn't like them or snoring or something like that. They didn't like what they was doing or something. They just shoot them. Let me tell you, people have always been wicked. There's always been a time when we've had to deal with wickedness in our world today. But God is saying to you as His children, I'm going to get back to this part of it now. The part that is spiritual, the part that we need to get grasp a hold of, that God wants you to know that you can find peace in a time of trouble. Yes, you can. You can find peace. I'm not talking about just, yeah, you can find a peace in a time of trouble if you've already found that with God in salvation, but you can also find it in your daily walk with the Lord. Because let me tell you something. I know this for a fact. That even though that I've been saved ever since I was an 8-year-old boy, I've got peace with God. And I know that peace that passeth no understanding. It's like our all understanding. But the thing about it is, there's been times in my life that I've not been happy with. There's been times when I wasn't rejoicing. There's times when I couldn't rejoice. And there's times when I did not pray. There's times when I did not put God first in my life. But I found trouble. Yes, I did. Was it anybody else's fault? No, but it was mine. It was mine. But God said, you can overcome that. Yes, you can. You can overcome that. A person does not have to walk in that way. When God teaches us to walk after the Spirit, not after the flesh. That's exactly what He means. What He means is to not live after this flesh and what it desires to do, or give in to it, or be obedient unto it, but be obedient unto the Holy Spirit. Jesus told them one time, His disciples, and I don't know how many times you've heard this, I'm not going to turn over there. It's in the gospel, I believe, according to John. It was about the time, I think it's somewhere around 17th chapter of John. And he was praying. Guess what? He was praying. He was praying for his people, God's people. He was praying for them. What was he praying, preacher? He was praying, he said, God, he said, I pray that you would not take them. They said, no, let me back up. He said, I'm not of this world. And he said, and they are not of this world, but they're in it. And he said, I'm in it. I'm in this world, but I'm not of it. What God is saying is, we're supposed to be separated from this world. We're not supposed to be like the world. What are you saying, preacher? The earth out here? No, I'm talking about people that are not saved. The people that's called the world. That's the ones that live after the world, the ways of the world. They're not living after God. They're not saved. And therefore they're just walking after the flesh and living after the flesh. So they are of the world because they are enmity against God and all that God stands for. So God is saying that we're not to be like them, but be separate from them. When He saves our soul, we're supposed to separate our lives and the way we live from them. And so what God is saying, if you want to find peace in your life, that's what God is trying to say. You know, this other passage of Scripture that I didn't read to you a while ago in the 10th verse, but God has revealed them. I told you, I have not seen nor ear heard, nor hath it entered into the heart of man what the things that God hath prepared for them that love Him. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. God is trying to let us know that He knows every one of your heart. He knew your heart before He saved you, because that's how the Spirit works on your heart. The Holy Spirit knows the intentions of our heart. And so God knew that. And so He still reveals those things to us by His Spirit. He knows the very intentions of our heart. So God wants us to, today, in this time that we live, He wants us to understand that peace that He has given us that passeth all understanding is something that is going to help carry us through the remainder of our days while we live here. That peace. That peace that He give you is an eternal peace. It's not something that's going to run out. It's not something that has to be done over and over and over and over again. He gives you eternal peace. He has made you, as I studied some on this, and I thought I was going to preach on the subject of the truth shall set you free. The truth, in other words, truth is Jesus Christ, has set us free from all of this that we're talking about. So we are free indeed if you have trusted in the Lord, which is truth. Jesus Christ is truth. He said, I am the truth, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so Jesus is saying that He is true. If you have trusted in Him unto the saving of your soul, He's saying that through and by that we'll be able to conquer all things throughout the remainder of our days, because He gives unto us eternal life. Every one of us that have been saved, He gives unto us eternal life. We've got that promise in His Word. He said, I know my sheep and my sheep know me. They hear my voice and I give unto them eternal life. You can find that in the gospel as well. So God is trying to say to us tonight that this peace that He gives us is eternal. And all we need to do is try our very best to rejoice in that, and He'll help us go that extra mile. He'll help us to look for another, and if it be the Lord's will, help us to look for another service that's coming, that we might say, well, it's been good in this one, but it's always look to the next one if God will allow us to, that there might be somebody come in and need to hear something from one of God's people. And they might just cause them to turn to God and be saved and find this peace that we've been trying to preach to you about tonight. I feel like that this is my message tonight. It may be short. I think my wife told me I might have preached a little long this morning. She didn't say I preached too long. She didn't dare do that, but I didn't know how long I preached this morning. And I'm not going to apologize for preaching long. I did. I'm not going to do that. I should never do that. But I had to preach what I had to preach this morning. I had to get it off of me. I hope you understand that. But tonight, this is what God has given me. I hope you got something out of it tonight. I hope you understand what God was trying to say to us as His children. And as we close with this, you got to always remember, not everything as what it looks or appears to be. Do you understand what that is? There's a lot of times things appear to be bad to us, and they don't look like they're very good. But you know what? It's like the brother said that he was trying to tell us, and I'm so glad that he brought that up. Because we can't see the whole picture. We can't do it. We're not able to. That's why we got to trust in God. He can see the whole picture. He knows what each and every one of us need before our need is ever coming to our rights. Before we ever even feel that need coming, He knows when you're going to need it. And you know what? He's always on time. He's never late. He don't have to be late. He knows when you need it. So He's always there. So you know what Jimmy Knight does sometimes? His little boy. Sometimes little boy, he gets anxious, you know, and he's like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. And the next thing you know, here it comes. And I'm sitting there like a whipped pup. I'm sure just like a little kid that has my lips probably hung down. Saying, God, here you are once again. You're always there. You know that song, God Delivers Again? That's a wonderful song. Sister Joy up home, she sings it every now and then. I get to thinking about that song. Yes, God delivers again. Can you imagine God's people back in that time when I'm sure that song was about? They probably got to the point where they got weary about their journeys. But God always delivered when they needed to be delivered. I'm going to turn it back over to you.